Good morning, July, and with that, the monsoon rains. It has been the driest June in 5 years, but if you are in Mumbai, you will wake up to words like deluge being thrown around by the media. The first rains and all the leaks and mucks will be visible. One such leak was in the recently installed Rs. 3,000 crore Statue of Unity. The 182-meter statue, a memorial to freedom fighter Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the tallest structure of its kind in the world, which was inaugurated with much fanfare last year. And rainwater was already seen pouring inside an observation gallery there. Water engineering. But then when focused on social engineering, who cares about the real engineering anyway? It is 1st July 2019 and more things will be cooked or cooked up in India as cooking gas cylinders will be cheaper by ₹100.50 from today. The Indian Oil Corporation has declared, providing major relief to households across the country. Well, since we are in engineering and gases, Supreme Court is also back from its vacation and it's a busy month ahead. What the most keenly awaited is the court's verdict in the Rafael jet deal case. The Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi-led bench had on the 10th of May concluded its hearing on petitions asking for a review of the court's December 14 verdict, declining a probe into the corruption allegations in the deal. And then there is review petitions in the Sabarimala case also, which will await the final decision. The court had on the 6th of Feb reserved its verdict on the pleas. The top court is also expected to deliver a verdict on the crucial question of whether the Right to Information Act is applicable to the Chief Justice of India's office. It will also be taking up crucial matters for hearing, including the one related to the sexual harassment allegations against the Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, and amongst other things. The top court will also take up a batch of petitions on the constitutional validity of Constitution's Article 370 that grants special status to Jammu and Kashmir. And since we are on Jammu and Kashmir, now that you know that what will be in the news in the coming days, let us take you back to what was in news over the weekend as well, where Dangal actress Zaira Wasim quitting Bollywood to pursue spiritual or religious growth was one of the topics that was well debated. While of course it is sad that Vali's religious extremism has gotten the better of her, but she is an adult and her right to choose must be respected. It's not like she's an underage Jain girl who's renouncing the world even before she has seen or participated in the world. But thankfully for every Zaira in India, there is a Nusrat Jahan in India as well, and that is the beauty of the country. While newly elected Trinamool Congress MP Nusrat Jahan on Saturday said she would not pay heed to comments made by hardliners of any religion after an UP-based cleric criticized her for marrying a Jain and wearing sindoor, calling the practices un-Islamic. She said, "I represent an inclusive India which is beyond the barriers of caste, creed and religion. As much as I respect all religions, I still remain a Muslim and no one should comment on what I choose to wear." But should we comment on Uttar Pradesh's law and order? Well, if it were up to Yogi, then of course not. Several journalists were locked up in an emergency ward of a hospital in Uttar Pradesh's Moradabad district during Yogi Adityanath's visit there on Sunday. Journalists are being held captive, questions are being curtailed, problems are being ignored. The full majority BJP government in Uttar Pradesh is turning away from people's questions. The public knows it all. It will ask questions and demand answers too. This is what Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said. But taking a dig at Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra after she targeted Yogi's government over the law and order situation in UP, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, aka Ajay Singh Bisht, said that people sitting in New Delhi, England or Italy are speaking up on these issues only to remain in the limelight, and that the law and order situation in the state has, in fact, improved. It is exactly like saying that the NRC or the National Register of Citizens will not only be just but also not exclude any Indian. Surprise, surprise, Sahitya Akademi awardee Durga Kathiwada, along with the family members of Bejyanti Devi, the first woman martyr of Assam agitation, have been excluded from the complete draft of the NRC. An organization of the Gurkhas said on Sunday, along with them, Manju Devi, the great-granddaughter of freedom fighter Chabilal Upadhyay, has also been left out from the NRC upgrade process, they said. And with that, let's head to international news, where on Sunday, father and daughter took an unprecedented diplomatic step through the demilitarized zone, or the DMZ as it is known as, and entered into North Korean territory. Ivanka Trump pronounced the experience surreal. While U.S. President Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to set a foot in North Korea on Sunday, where he met its leader, Kim Jong-un, in the DMZ between the two Koreas and agreed to resume stalled nuclear talks. Trump, escorted by Kim, briefly crossed a military demarcation line into the north side of the joint security area patrolled by both soldiers from both Koreas. Moments later, they returned to the southern side and joined South Korea's President Moon Jae-in for a brief chat, marking an unprecedented three-way gathering. Trump and Kim then held a closed-door meeting for nearly an hour. "We just had a very, very good meeting," Trump said after the talks. "We'll see what can happen." And on to what is happening. Vast crowds in Sudan have taken to the streets to demonstrate against military rule, with reports of death and injuries. State news agency said 7 people had died and 181 were hurt, citing the health ministry. Sudan has been in turmoil since the military ousted President Omar al-Bashir in April. Meanwhile, since we are on demonstrations, protesters and the police clash in Hong Kong as well, as authorities use pepper spray to disperse demonstrators. 100 protesters in black, wearing hard hats, masks and goggles, and holding umbrella, in standoff with police in front of CITIC building. Well, the handover anniversary ceremony, normally held at the Golden Bohemia Square, was moved indoors, apparently due to rain, but also probably so that dignitaries would not be able to hear the loud protests outside the venue. Just outside the government offices in Admiralty, protests have replaced the Chinese flag with a black flag flying at two-third mast and lowered the Hong Kong flag to half mast. And as you set sail to work in the month, Japanese fishermen have also set sail to work, but unlike yours, theirs is a return to a practice banned 30 years ago: to hunt whales commercially, following Tokyo's controversial decision to withdraw from the International Whaling Commission. Soon it will be humans who will be whaling all over if this greed continues and we stay blind to climate change. So have a less greedy month ahead and be safe, healthy and productive. Until tomorrow and through the month with you, goodbye from takeapart.in.